20 after 6 on 3AW. Do you talk in your sleep?
I don't know.
Would someone tell you whether you do or not?
Well, if there was somebody near me when I was asleep, they probably would.
Because Karen has a husband who talks a lot in his sleep and has established a website in his honour to record some of the strange things he's said. She calls him Sleep Talking Man. Karen, g'day there.
Hi, how are you?
How long have you been married?
Actually, we've only been married for 6 months.
Tell us, you have got a husband who says strange things when he's asleep. Can you give us some idea?
Yes. I suppose I have to keep it clean for the radio.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's not that easy with him.
Thanks.
So there seems to be an animal theme a lot of the time. So the other night he said, I want to be a cowboy. I don't want to be a panda. Pandas are boring. Stupid and boring. Bad panda.
Does he sleep, talk in his sleep every night?
Not every night, although lately he's been behaving very well. He's been sleep-talking quite a lot. But last night, for example, there was nothing. And on one hand, I woke up feeling a bit disappointed. But I was so thrilled to have a full night's sleep that it was okay.
I'm reading a selection of things, and Adam's on the line as well, that Adam has said, my vision of hell is a lentil casserole.
I would like to point out that Sleep Talking Man effectively doesn't have the same points of view as I hold normally. But the one thing we do have in common is our common hatred of lentils.
You've also said in your sleep, Adam, give me back my hands, limb thief.
Yeah, I can't really understand where this is coming from. I don't have any recollections of any dreams, so I really can't really analyse this. I really don't want to analyse this because it sounds a bit creepy.
What is your job, Adam? You don't work at a zoo or something, do you?
No, I actually work in advertising.
And have we got any audio of this, Karen?
We do have audio, in fact. Not on us at the moment, but we're gearing up to start releasing some audio on the website. So many people have been begging for it, and I do record him. For a long time, I didn't. I just, you know, he would start talking, and I'd pop open the computer and start madly trying to type and keep up with what he was saying. And then he would start incorporating the typing into his talking, so suddenly there'd be a horse involved, and he'd start, you know, or there'd be people giving him a round of applause. And so that really didn't work out very well, and it was quite stressful for me. But then I got the idea to get a voice-activated recorder, so now I record him, and I just can lie back and laugh.
And put it on the website, some of it which is, we should say, not suitable for young, tender ears, but amusing enough. You can't be a pirate if you don't have a beard. I said so. My boat, my rules.
You know what? I have to say that what he said right before that, this is probably sort of okay to say. Is this a family show we're on right now?
No, you can do the one before that.
Okay, so I have to say, having been in the room and experienced it, the one before that was actually quite special because he just sort of suddenly announced it quite loudly into the silent room. He said, butt cheek ahoy, there she blows.
That might be one you'd care to remember, Adam.
I'm actually quite proud of that one. When Karen relayed that one to me, I didn't quite believe her until she played it on the recorder, and I have to say that we were in hysterics for quite a while.
We'll direct people to sleeptalkingman.com, and I'll be going there at the conclusion of this program to have a little listen myself. Karen, if you'd said that the internet was invented for one reason, that might be the reason. We thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Sleeptalkingman.com. It's 24 after 6. All